Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood, tips and tricks,
products we love,
and brands that we can't live without. Let's get into it.
Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Actually, probably just be really honest, I don't really feel particularly wonderful and had a big cry this morning. I just feel like the juggle is quite intense some days, and I'm sure every working parent feels this, but I'm on a different shift this week at Heart, which is so great to do a run of shows. I think I'm doing like 10 in a row, which is brilliant. But this shift, Mark's shift in the evening, is 7 till 10. And I have to be there about 5, which means I have to leave home about 4, which means I just say goodbye to the kids in the morning and then I just don't see them again until the next morning. And I guess that is lots of people's reality. Like, I've just read a message from a policewoman. She sounded so lovely. And she said that she leaves the house on her early shifts at like 5 in the morning, and then the kids are in bed by the time she gets back, and then she has to get up and do it again. And she was like, I feel sick stepping out of the house knowing that they're asleep there and I can't be with them. And I'm only on the shift for a week, but I'm feeling it. And I think this morning I went in, I was so excited to see Kit. And I picked him up and he was just like, no, mummy, want Lucy, where's Lucy? And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to cry. And I just put him on with Dozer and I was just like, I had to walk out the room. It was really intense. And then he got really upset. But you know what? It's difficult, right? Because it's just really tricky.
Do you know what? It's so difficult to know what is right. And this kind of is, you know, something we're going to discuss today. Like the things that you don't realize about parenting that are so hard. Like, I find this as well. Like, I used to, obviously before I had Gigi, I used to leave the house at like 7 in the morning, so I would never see Axel before I left for work ever. But I would be home earlier. But sometimes, you know, if I had an event or something that evening, or, you know, plans, God forbid, with friends after work, I wouldn't see him, you know, for like a full, you know, 24, 30, whatever, however long, 2 days sometimes.
Yeah, 48 hours,
And it's, I think it's really hard. And I know, Zoe, you really enjoy your job. So it's like, I think that makes it so hard when you're kind of torn between loving what you do, and then that adds to the guilt because you think, oh gosh, I'm not even getting to see the kids, but I'm enjoying myself. And then obviously added to the when you come home and they just reject you, which we've spoken about a lot, haven't we? It's so normal. Like, it happens like all the time. Kids do it. They're so clever. It's almost like they know.
They do know. They absolutely know. And I don't want, and I again, somebody else reached out. There have been some lovely messages this morning, so thank you. Somebody else reached out and said, we made the decision that I was going to stay at home and do all of the childcare until both the kids went to school. And she said that has also brought up a whole heap of shit for us, because all of the issues around me not feeling like I have, you know, anything outside of the kids and the home. And I don't think anybody's got the perfect jigsaw. I don't think it works. Really. It'd be lovely to hear if it does work actually completely, because I think, yeah, we obviously want to tell the positive stories too. But, you know, you work too much, you don't see your kids. You don't work enough, or you don't work at all, you feel maybe all other emotions come up about that. And I guess some people that work kind of in a corporate environment or run their own business outside of the house, they might leave at 6 in the morning before their kids are up, and they might not get home till 7 p.m. They might never see their children during the week.
Yeah, ever. I was going to say, that's the reality so for a lot of people. Like one of my really good friends, her husband, is exactly that. Monday to Friday, and lockdown like has been great for them because he's never been home so much. But I do think as mums in particular, and as women, when we do that, we feel way more guilty. Like I think, like my husband, you know, my husband, when he was, you know, in the season, he'd be away for like sometimes like 3 or 4 days at a time. I don't think he felt guilty, to be honest. No, I don't, because you know what he's doing his job and he's providing for the family. That you know, that's what he's out to do. But I think, and I know I do it, I want to do it all. I want to be able to do it all, and you can't. And I do think so, like you say, we, you know, we talk about, you know, going to work, and it's a privilege to be able to go to work.
Yes, it is.
It really is a privilege. Some, you know, sometimes the finances don't add up to go to work. The cost of childcare is more than, you know, salaries are, which is insane in this country. But yeah, I mean, it is a privilege to go to work, and it's a privilege, I guess, to even have the choice.
Yes, it is. And I when I think about the bigger picture, I've got some very exciting news, actually, which I haven't shared with everybody yet. But we have found a house. Yes! And we've had an offer accepted. Our mortgage is approved. And we are hoping to move, exchange and complete by the end of June before the stamp duty holiday finishes. So basically now, I got to pay for it. So at the moment, I just have to get out of work. I'm basically like, yeah, you want me to do that? Yeah, you want me to do that? I've just got to do it and get my head down and try
dress
and
dress as a hot dog and let's just sweat.
Like, you want to be that naked cowboy, that one that's in his pants in Times Square in New York? No, I'll do that. I'll be the UK version. Yeah, I just got to
do it. Whatever it is. Exactly.
I can't wait to show everyone the new gaff as well. And it's a bit of a do-up job. So it's going to be fun for Instagram, and I'll be lots of interior stuff coming. So yeah, exciting news.
Yay.
You okay, George?
I'm all right. I've actually had a bit of a like tough week as well, really.
Talk to me.
Gigi is just not well. I think I said on Instagram on on Monday evening when I was sitting in the salon having a lovely time that nursery said like basically she couldn't come back until she was checked over by a doctor.
Right.
I think so many people relate to this. Our kids just have no immunities at the moment. So any little cough or cold seems to hang around for ages. So she's got this awful cough. I had a check by the doctor. He said that it's fine, but the poo situation is not going anywhere. And she literally hasn't been to the toilet for 4 days, or it might be longer when this podcast comes out. And it's just awful. Like, it's so awful to watch, because I mean, 2 days she's at nursery, I don't even think about it. Do you know what I mean? Like most, you know, I don't even think about it. And then when I looked back at her record of nursery, I was suddenly like, oh my goodness, she hasn't been on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and now we're on Thursday and she's still not been. So I was at the chemist this morning trying to get a suppository. So hopefully by the time this comes out, she's going to have been. But she's definitely very clingy. Very bloody annoying. You know, always know, you know, like I feel sorry for her, but you know what it's like when you've got a child at home that's not feeling well. Like,
yes,
your sympathy starts to run out. Like, after you realize that you can't go anywhere without them being attached to your leg. Yeah, it is.
Just to make you feel a bit more at ease, when we went traveling and I was in Thailand, my really good mate that I was traveling with in Thailand, she didn't go for a poo for 12 days. 12 days. Like, and at that we used to sit, I would like try and encourage her, we used to sit and smoke and drink coffee on the loos, because like obviously the nicotine
and the coffee.
I mean, I don't advise this for like 18-month-olds, but and the coffee would get
Gigi
everything
and a coffee.
Did you just go in there with the more? I left a morb of gold on the side and
sort yourself out.
Yeah, so like I think people really do suffer badly from constipation, but it doesn't help you in your current situation. But a bit of can you give laxatives to children?
Well, we've got this suppository thing, which is basically what that is.
Up the bum.
Yeah, up the bum. So, yeah, one of us is going to have to do that today. And I'm guessing it won't be James, so I'm guessing
it'll be you. I think that off socials, George. Just let us know how you get on with that.
Yeah, I'll keep it off. I won't video it. See, all these flipping things that no one tells you. Sticky suppositories up your child's bum. Who thinks they're going to be in that situation?
Never. Well, this leads us on nicely to the topic of today's podcast. George, what's the Q&A today?
So today we've actually asked some of you to send in your advice for any first-time mums and things that you kind of wish you'd known ahead of becoming a parent. And also, like, if you are about to be a new mum or you're in the early weeks, some people have sent in their questions as well. So we thought we'd just have a discussion around the things that nobody told us.
Yes, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's start.
Right, this is from Claire. Mornings, how to make them work. I just want to moisturise and put some makeup on. 5 a.m. start, Oh, God. I know.
Yeah. There's nothing better than waking up before your kids if you're happy about it. Like, it's actually so nice to have, I know, half an hour, 45 minutes to yourself before they wake up. But realistically, that doesn't happen for me anymore. And it's difficult. It's really difficult.
Do you know what? One piece of advice that sticks out for me actually is when we had Madeline Shaw on the podcast, and she said, this is not going to work for Claire because hers wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You can't start waking up at 4:30 and putting your makeup on. It's just a hideous, nothing should start with a five in front of it. So I don't think this advice works. But Madeline was like, you know what? I always get up 45 minutes before because I want to be ready for when my child comes into my office.
Yeah.
And it was quite interesting. So like, I guess if your kids wake up at 7, you could get up at 6:30, but a 5 a.m. hideous. I think what you've got to do, depending on how old your children are, if they're coming in at 5 o'clock, this is what we do. If we ever have an early, you know, early sort of traffic officer walking in being like, it's time to get up and get on. I'm like, no, it's not. Luna now waits for her grow clock. So I send her back in. And at that time, around 6 o'clock or 6:15, I try and get myself up and try and get myself ready. If they're already in my bed, I hate to say this, but a little bit of the electronic nanny for 20 minutes whilst you get into the, you know, it. People really get upset when I say, you know, give a child a television or, you know, maybe just watch the phone for 15 minutes. But if it does help you get in the shower, put a bit of moisturiser on and makeup, then I'm sorry, but that is what you've got to do at that time. Also, potentially, it depends on how old your kids are, because I can leave mine eating breakfast. And I can
That's what I was going to say.
Go back upstairs and get ready now. But I always try and come downstairs done, because if I come down in my dressing gown, then it sets the tone for the morning.
That's it for the day. Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Yeah. And I think as well, we just have to take that time for ourselves. And like, whether that does mean that your kids are in the bathroom when you're in the shower. And then, I mean, I reckon Gigi could do a full face of makeup. The amount of time she says, Sam, watch me do my makeup. She'll be going to school, like first day of school, like doing the teacher's contouring.
That's amazing. Well, if you've got kids around Gigi's age and younger, maybe have something in the bathroom with you that they can play with, like blocks or, you know, even just,
I give her my makeup brushes. I'm sitting doing my makeup, I just give her my makeup brushes and she thinks she's doing it too. I guess you just got to do what works for you, but don't ever feel guilty about taking the time to moisturise and do your makeup.
Yep.
This is just, I guess, a thing that you wish you'd known, and I guess we all wish we'd known this. Recovering from birth can take a long time, so be kind to yourself. And that's from Millie. Absolutely.
Totally. Yeah. Nobody gives you that information, George, do they?
No. You see so many photos, don't you, of people walking out of the hospital, the car seat photo, you know, like where they're walking from behind, and no one shows you the pain that, you know, that person is in walking.
No one shows you the front shot, do they?
No one's showing you, the grimace on the face as they walk out of the door. But it does take a while. It really does. No matter what, you know, no matter if you've had a really smooth labour, it still takes a little while to recover.
Definitely. And ask for loads of help in the first couple of weeks. Give yourself a break. Everyone will keep saying those things to you like, oh, it's so amazing. Your baby's here and you're thinking, oh my God, it is so amazing. But why do I feel absolutely fucked? I was just like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. And I was trying to get people around to come and see the baby, come and meet Luna and have cups of tea and stuff. And Dozzle was like, you need to just chill out. And I was like, I really do.
Absolutely. This is from Tracy. How do you know if you are ever ready to be a parent? I'm 35 and still don't feel ready.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
How do you know, G?
I don't think you do. My journey to becoming a mum, I wasn't trying to conceive basically for ages and ages. We just were married, we were living together, obviously, and there was a time when I thought, we were pregnant, but it wasn't a pregnancy, it was just a late period, and we felt disappointed.
Yeah.
And I think that's when we thought, oh, okay, so if this did happen, we would be fine with it.
Yeah.
But I just think it's one of those things, isn't it? It's like there's always something that you feel like you're not ready, like whether that's financially you don't feel like you're ready, or you haven't set up a home yet, or you're not where you want to be in your career. But really, those things don't matter, and your life, it doesn't stop when you become a parent. You can
better.
Still do all the other things that you wanted to do. But I don't think that many people ever will say they felt 100% ready.
No.
I still wake up now sometimes and I think, oh my God, I've got so much responsibility.
I know, me too, George. Me too. Like if you start really delving into it, you're like, oh, this is never going to go away. Not the children, the responsibility. The feeling of like the ultimate adulting is happening to us. But it's really important to remember to keep all the childlike qualities about yourself. Like a lot of, I think a lot of people get old quickly when they become parents. And, you know, I don't blame them for that, because it can become, you know, monotonous and it can become samey. And it's, you know, you can forget quite quickly that actually it's really important to put the baby down or put the toddler down or put the child down and just remember who you are as a person. And I think my only advice is, you know, to Tracy is that, like Georgia said, there isn't going to be a light bulb moment where you go, oh, ready now, let's go for it. But if you always have in your head that you will never regret having a child, having a child is the most fun and incredible thing that you will ever do with your life, with the right person. And I think for me, I knew as soon as I met Doz, I feel very lucky because I was wild in my single time. Like I've pretty much done everything. Like I don't, you know, I just don't have any regrets. I don't look back and go, oh, I wish I'd waited a bit because I haven't done X, Y, and Z. I've kind of done it. And now everything else we do it together. And I think that's key. So just, you know, have all the threesomes, do all the travel, and then you'll be like, right, ready now. I'm ready now.
I can do it now.
Oh gosh.
This is just a piece of advice. Babies won't always just fall asleep. They often need help from us. No one told me.
Oh God, that's so true.
I think anyone tells you that, do they?
Although you do see a lot of it on Instagram where the baby's just falling asleep. They're just asleep.
Is it Stacey? Yeah, it's Stacey Solomon. Her little boy Rex used to fall asleep like in the dog bed. And I think, how has that happened?
Aww.
Like he's just crawled over to the dog bed and just fallen asleep.
Yeah.
Like that just, I mean, no, it doesn't happen.
When they're dog tired, then they do it, don't they, right? The anxiety you feel for the first few weeks or months, and obviously the first time you leave a baby. No one sort of talks you through that. Did you feel anxiety in the first few weeks and months?
I think I used to feel anxious when I left the house that I had everything, and I wasn't so anxious about I've got friends who would be checking temperatures and, you know, like I wasn't so anxious that Axel wasn't going to be okay. I was more anxious that we didn't have everything we needed. That used to give me anxiety about.
Well, yeah, you used to forget the socks.
Always forget. I mean, I always forgot something. I still do now. Like I still don't remember everything now, but now I just know there's shops, you know, like there's shops, there's boots, there's wherever you can just get anything you need. So leaving the house used to be the thing that made me anxious, and really I should have probably just not really done it. I should have just stayed at home a bit longer. But and also the first time you leave the baby, I remember James and I going out for, I think we must have just been going for lunch, and my mum had Axel, and he must have been like very, very young, like days old. And we only just went to a pub like just down the road, and my mum was, you know, just watching him for a couple of hours, and I literally felt like my leg had been chopped off. It felt so weird. And I remember looking around thinking, I wonder if these people know that we're parents now. I don't know. It was just really, it was just so weird. I didn't relax. I didn't enjoy myself at all. But it does get better. What about you?
You say that it's only a couple of days, but that's the first time that you've been alone for like 10 months, you know, without having Axel near you. So it would have felt very strange. Yeah, I think same for me, really. Well, we were in quite similar situations, weren't we, with that experience, because we were together. But I remember going out for the first time for my birthday in the November, and Luna was 2 months old, and that's the first time I'd left her. And we had this lovely babysitter called Trudy. She was a legend. And didn't enjoy the birthday lunch. I just wanted to get back. I was just kind of, and it's weird because now I look back on it, it's just first time stuff, you know, it's just first time that you're without them, and are they okay, and how are you feeling about it? And you know, I mean, Kit, I was just like that. Okay, bye. When are we going out? Can we go to lunch now? Second time round, you just know it, don't you? You just know it a bit better, and it's,
Yeah, you definitely don't feel the same second time round.
No.
Like, definitely not. It's fine.
Here's a lovely little statement. NCT Mums Group chat will save your sanity. I guess just having mum mates, like mum mates on a WhatsApp group, saves your sanity, I think.
Yeah, I do. So I've got friends that live like on the other side of the world, and I used to love that they were awake when I was doing night feeds and stuff, and I could just chat to them. And even though they, you know, they weren't going through the same as I was, there was just someone there. I wasn't on my own.
Mm. I feel the same way about, do you remember I used to watch stories in silence of DC10, which is my favorite club in Ibiza, and I used to, I basically missed Space Closing Party because it fell in the same week that Luna was born, and I basically spent like 3 days just watching Carl Cox DJ to like it was, but quite, I didn't have any headphones in or anything, I was just watching it in silence in the dark whilst I was breastfeeding. What a ridiculous thing to do, just watching everyone dance and having a good time, and I was like, Luna, we're there in spirit. Ridiculous thing to do.
We're there in spirit. Someone said more info on induction. I think that's so important as well. Like, no one tells you about being induced, and you only really hear the horror stories, and sometimes it's absolutely fine. Sometimes you know, people choose to be induced so that they know when they're going, you know, when the baby's going to arrive. So absolutely, everything is a phase.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think with the induction thing, I've got a really weird preconceived idea about it because of what people have said. I feel like, you know, the stories that I've heard, oh gosh, yeah, you don't want to be induced because it happens really quickly and it's really traumatic. And I just don't think that's the case at all. You had two really great inductions, didn't you?
I had one induction.
Oh, yes, sorry.
I was induced with Axel and it was fine. Like, literally. Yep. See, I had it in my head it was going to take ages and that it doesn't work. And like, the first time they do the pessary, that doesn't work. So then you have to have the drip, and then that can make you contract too quickly. Well, I had the pessary, went off for a walk, didn't even get outside the hospital, and then had to go back. And, you know, it all happened quite relatively fast, but not traumatically fast. Mm. It was okay. I just think, just more one of the things, more information, and that, everyone's birth, whether, you know, being induced and however that is, pessary, drip, whatever, will be different, but it can be fine, because if it was so bad, they wouldn't do it. It wouldn't be there as an option.
Yeah. I wish somebody had told me about the trauma of the first post-birth. Birth poo. Oh, the first post-birth poo. Although, if someone had told me about it, I don't think I would have ever gone for a poo ever again.
I know. That's what I was going to say. I'd be doing a Gigi. I'd be holding it. I'd be holding it for days and days and days.
My advice to anyone about that. No, you did do that. Definitely did do that. Is get one of those rings to sit on, because even if you haven't had a tear or an episiotomy or something, it just makes the whole thing just a little bit more comfy, because that whole area around, you know, my bum and vagina was just so sore from everything. It was just agony to even touch it, and sitting on a cold loo seat. I recommend getting one of those rubber rings to sit on. And then, basically you just got to eat as many prune juice.
I was going
to
say that. Really watch. Watch what you're eating. Yeah. Just make sure you're getting enough fiber and eating enough fruit and veg, basically, to make it as easy as possible. What was the most useless purchase you'd advise against buying?
Oh my god, I've got one.
Yeah, go on.
I've got one. Oh, it's called the baby cocoon.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. You're supposed to put the baby in it and strap them in and they'll just fall asleep and you can have it anywhere. It was just another baby thing that we just didn't need. We were in, you know, in our like 2.5 bedroom flat in Cheltenham and Dozza was like, okay, so we've got a rocker. We've got a rocker that rocks with batteries. We've got a rocker that rocks with your feet. We've got a snooze pod. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. No, not,
A sleepy head. We've got a nappy crib. So what's this? And I was like, oh, well, this is a cocooner baby. And you put the baby in it. And you're like, right, okay. So he went along with it, bless him. And yeah, just completely.
Didn't need it at all.
She didn't like it. Kit didn't like it. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm throwing this out now.
Well, Do you know what I bought, and I never used it? I think it was because I didn't have time to even work out how it worked. And also, you obviously, no one needs this. It's this thing where you put the baby wipes in it and it means the baby wipes aren't freezing cold when you take them out.
Oh my God,
I feel
that's
like
classic.
It's like
mum,
a baby wipe heater. I think that's what it was.
My God.
And I don't know really why I bought it. It's just one of those things. Like, you just think, you go into John Lewis, the baby section, and you're like, oh, yeah, need one of those. And you don't really think about what any of it does. Yeah, no. I never used it, didn't even open it. Yeah. So, yeah, things like that are pretty useless.
The one thing I wish that I'd had that Dozza actually advised me against getting was a nappy bin. And I bet you're all going, well, you didn't have a nappy bin. But he was like, why would you put nappies in a bin only to move them out of that bin and put them in the main bin? Why don't you just take them to the main bin? But what happened as a result is that there were always just shitty nappies hanging around the flat. So I actually feel bereft that I didn't have a nappy bin.
Yeah, I think maybe there's levels of nappy bin. There's certain nappy bins that are good and then probably some that are useless. Mine's good as in you can just put the nappy in the bin and you twist it and then when you close it there's no smell, so you only have to empty that bin straight into your outdoor bin.
Got you.
Like once a week or something. There's not, you, do you know what I mean, there could be 20 dirty nappies in there, but because it's sealed you'd never know.
What a treat for the bin man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, them taking all out, them out,
yeah, is, all out for you at
a
once
different, a di- yeah. different thing. We'll be right back after the short break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Where were we? Holly says, if you want to say no to visitors, say no. Also, tell them to bring food and make their own tea.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
And have snack stations set up all around the house as you'll forget to eat. I'd quite like snack stations set up around the house now.
Oh, yeah, snack stations. That's great. The win. Also, I'm sorry, but if anyone comes round to your house and says, like, oh, cool, what are we having for tea? Go get out. Leave.
Yeah, bye.
Right now. Get out. Absolutely not.
Here's the delivery app. On you go. Lucy's put, so many celebrities have maternity nurses and they are the best investment going.
Okay. I never had one.
Yeah. No, I don't think I even really knew they existed until we started doing this podcast, maybe. Or I don't know. I just didn't really know they were a thing.
No.
But do you know what? If I had have known and I had the cash for it, I'm sure I probably would have looked into it.
Yeah, and it was towards the end of my pregnancy. And I remember sitting my mum and sister down and saying to them, I've made a decision. I'm going to get a night, like, maternity nurse. And they were like, right, okay. And I was like, yeah, yeah, it'll just be good because obviously Doz has got his rugby and I'll be going straight back to work. And my mum's like, she was really good. She didn't kind of go, well, you know, have you thought about it? Maybe it not might not be right for you. And then, yeah, we didn't get one lined up. And as soon as Luna was born, I just felt it wasn't the right thing for me. But I know that people like Isla had a night nanny and, you know, they absolutely loved it. And Dozer did the feeds. And I think it works for you if you can afford it and you feel like you need a bit of extra help to get some sleep, then
absolutely.
Go for it. Other people,
that's what we say. Like,
yep.
Yeah, all the help you can get if it works for you. Like, you know, why not? I mean, absolutely. I didn't even know they existed. So. Sarah, nappies don't need to be changed the minute the wetness indicator turns blue.
Oh my gosh.
How much did you used to change nappies with Luna? Like, I used to change Axel's nappy all the time. With Gigi, it basically has to be falling on the floor.
I mean,
I change it.
It's so funny, isn't it? That is first versus second to absolute tea. I was chatting to one of the school mums the other day, and she's the one that told me about the White Company sample sale that I've lost so many friends from.
And yeah, she was am I even on this podcast?
I've got you back.
Get her on instead.
And she had her little girl with her, who's kind of 6 months old, and it's her third. And she said, "Oh, she's still in her pajamas, like she was in her little, you know." What's it called? Little onesie. And she was like, I haven't changed last night's nappy either. And I was like, that's classic. And we made a joke out of it. I was like, that's third child for you. Because the first one, you're like, oh my God, you know, you wake up in the night, you're changing nappies when they're asleep. And you're kind of, you know, every time you think they've done a wee, you've got to change it. And then the second, third time around, you're like, oh, it's fine. Is it still holding the wee in?
It's all right. I always used to tell myself, I used to be like, nappies are for 12 hours.
Yeah.
They're for 12 hours. So in the night, they can wear it for 12 hours.
Yeah.
So why can't they wear it for 12 hours in the day sometimes?
Yeah.
You know?
Didn't know about piles and how much your boobs can leak.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't know about piles.
Oh, God.
I'm glad I didn't in a way, though. I'm glad I didn't in a way, because it would have probably been another thing for me to worry about.
It's one of those ones as well that who can you talk to about piles apart from your doctor? Because it's not, I mean, like, I've mentioned them once to Doz before, and he was like, me and him talk about Evan, he was like, nope. And I was like, no, actually, you're right. I think you're mates. I think you probably,
yeah, you can talk to your mates about
it, can't you?
yeah the ones who've had kids, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
But also, I used to get piles before I had my kids. Like, I remember being down, I was on a job once in the south of France, like proper job, like back in the day, 2009, in Cannes, having a lovely time. Got proper dehydrated because I was boozing all night after work. Woke up and I had the most chronic piles. And I remember us rushing around to like these French pharmacies going, vous avez anusol? Like, quoi? And I was like, you know, for the bottom, and they were, oh God, that was classic.
Do you want me to show you?
Yeah, I'm not going to show you, but, and they're also good because anusol is really great for bags under your eyes, as we know.
Yes, exactly.
A full night's sleep may not be possible until they are won. Well, we know because we've been through it, but you do, what that does is give you false sense of hope, because you might have three nights in a row where your baby sleeps through and you're like, nailed it. And then it's like, oh no, how has it got? How have we gone backwards? Like, that whole sleep thing is a real roller coaster, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, and also your first child might have been like an amazing sleeper and you think, oh yeah, cool, I'll just do exactly the same again. And your second child is like, no, I don't follow the rules. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. It's just, I think you just have to have no expectation when it comes to sleep. Like, just no expectation, see what happens. You might get lucky. It's the most fun you'll ever have. That's nice to hear.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. Oh, look, the next one. She's also said, don't listen to people who say you'll never sleep again.
Oh, I love that from her.
Yeah, me too.
That's the
Esther's
Just You
got
Wait
a positive pants on, hasn't she, Esther?
That's the Just You Wait Brigade, isn't it, that Ashley James was talking about?
Yeah.
You know, just you wait, you'll never sleep again. Or just you wait, you'll never have fun. Or just you wait, your life is over. It's like, no, not unless you let it. It's not.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. You do not need a nursery in the first year. It's so true.
It's true.
Unless you want your baby not to sleep in your room for the first year.
Yeah, actually, I wouldn't say first year. I'd say 6 months. Sometimes you don't need a nursery. Axel and Gigi both were in our room for the first 6 months. Gigi not like out of choice. It was because we were moving house. And Axel is just because that's what you did. I don't know. It's just what I thought you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
We definitely didn't need to do that.
Was Axel still in your room at 6 months?
Yeah, he didn't go into his room until 6 months. I know. I don't know why.
I don't know what, because we were hanging out by then, and Dozer had moved into the nursery at 9 weeks, gone, well, I've had enough of this, I can't sleep.
Yeah, it just, I don't know, I think, yeah, you do think you've got to have the nursery ready as soon as they're born, but in reality, like, you don't. And also, really all you need in there, if you really want to have something ready, is a cot. Like, if you really strip it back, that is all you need to have.
Yeah, yeah. Denise says, fed is best. Yes.
Absolutely.
Why doesn't anyone ever say that to you? Why do they always go, oh, how long are you going to breastfeed for? It's like, well, you haven't asked me the question whether I'm choosing to breastfeed or not yet.
Absolutely. Routine will come. Just relax and enjoy the early weeks.
Yeah. That's quite a hard one, though, I think. Because if you're a person who is used to having a lot of routine in your life and you like things to be sort of structured, to then go the complete opposite, it's like, it's genuinely flipping a coin on its head, isn't it? It's like everything that you've been doing your whole life, having all of that structure and everything sorted.
Yeah,
do the opposite of that. The opposite of that. I definitely struggled with that, but that's a great piece of advice.
It is, Jenny. Keep your standards low.
Shower daily, newborn days.
Keep your standards low and shower daily, newborn days.
Oh, what, as in shower on the newborn days? Because when they get a bit older, you can't.
Maybe that's what she means. Actually, my neighbour had a baby 4 weeks ago, and her second, she was like, oh, you forget, don't you, how much easier it is in the first 4 weeks. But when you're in it, you don't feel like that. But she's got a toddler, and she's like, the toddler is the one who's stopping me from having a shower, not the newborn. It's like, and you think, you're so right. You think you can't leave them, but you can just leave them like in their little crib or their bouncer while you go and have a shower in the newborn days. It's hard because it's weird, isn't it? You feel like you can't walk out the room, but you can, like for 5 minutes.
Yeah, you can. You really can. I went to see my friend Hannah, and she's just had her lovely little boy Banks, and you forget how tiny they are and how much they sleep. Mm. He basically woke up twice to have a feed. The rest of the time he was just asleep in this, in the little thing next. And at one point he was just lying on the table in this really cozy sort of snooze pod thing, whatever it's called. I keep getting the sleepy head. And just asleep. We were just there. And I was like, wow, I could have had like 15 showers in this time. Yeah. I did think that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know what it is. It's like your instinct tells you can't step away. Yeah. But if you kind of step out, you think, oh no, I can. They're going to be asleep for, half an hour or 45 minutes or whatever.
I like this one. With the first kid, take turns with the night feeds. The novelty wears off, but you're in too deep.
Definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Definitely. Absolutely. And I think, again, that is very much something that has to be about what works for your family. But I think we did taking it in turns. Dozer wanted to be very much part of that process, and it gave me a bit of time if I wasn't, this is when I stopped breastfeeding. Take it in turns if you can.
Absolutely. Or like agree, if your partner's working all week, has to be up really early or whatever, and they can't. Like for me, James couldn't get up in the night. He's training and going to matches. But every Sunday I knew I had a lie-in. Every Sunday without fail, I knew he would be the one getting up. So it's about finding the balance and finding roles that you can both fit into. Oh, Rio, that you can never spoil a baby with hugs or picking them up. People make you feel bad for that, and you're going to make a rod for your own back and have a clingy, spoilt baby when all your newborn wants is you and to feel safe and secure. I think that's so true.
I couldn't agree with that more. What a lovely statement. That's so true.
Absolutely.
People, do you know what? I feel like people love to put all of their stuff on you. Oh, don't pick them up too much. Oh, you shouldn't rock them to sleep. Oh, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. You've got to do. This is your baby. This is your new baby that's been inside you for such a long time. Cuddle them.
Oh my God. And also, don't you do, like, I look back now at pictures of like Gigi asleep on me and I'm like, God. And I literally didn't put Gigi down. Like I didn't. James used to take the mickey out of me. Like, are you ever going to put her down? She was so small and so light. I would just walk around with her.
Yeah.
And she's like, she doesn't want cuddles from me now. Definitely not. Someone's put here, Rachel, how do you get up, feed, pump, eat breakfast, shower when the baby won't be put down?
Now that is a conundrum. That's like a crystal maze for mothers.
Yeah, and do you know what? Wearing a sling at home for things like breakfast, you know, all just doing stuff around the house. I found that so, I didn't even think of doing that with Axel. Like, it didn't even enter my head to put him in a carrier when I was at home. But with Gigi, I do it all the time. Like, she'd always be in the carrier. And I do think, they're not just for when you're out. They're very much for when you're at home.
Absolutely. I remember doing all of my cooking. All of my cooking. Who am I kidding? You know, the odd time I cooked a meal. Those times I was cooking up those culinary delights in the kitchen like Julia. Luna was in a sling. But I think also, just to say this to you to make you feel better, Rachel, I understand and I hear you that baby won't be put down. I had this with Kit. But you know what? You need to have a shower. Put that baby down somewhere safe. And if they cry throughout the entire time you're in the shower, okay, it might be a bit stressful for you, but at least you won't smell. So I think it's a case of, like, the baby has to stay somewhere safe and secure while you shower. And it's like, you know, they've just got to cry. It's okay for a baby to cry for 5-10 minutes. Just
absolutely.
Let them get on with it. Yeah, definitely.
Don't be surprised when you want to stab your other half with a fork in the first couple of weeks. First couple of years, I would say. Not just first couple of weeks.
Oh, God, that's funny.
That is funny.
That's really funny. Don't be surprised. Yeah. No. Just when you feel yourself going for it, just put the fork down.
Yeah, put the fork down. Fork down. Yeah. Just give them the middle finger. That's enough.
It's the best thing in the world that you will never chill again. That's true.
It is true.
That's really true. People always say to me, oh, God, why do you guys go to bed so early? And I'm like, because that's the ultimate chill. Last night, we were eating, when I got back from work, we like had an omelette in bed. I mean, it's a bit Wayne and Waynetta, but I'm really enjoying it. I've got to be honest with you. We just get in and just like cudsy in.
Just chill.
Yeah, just chill. It's totally fine to admit it's not all perfect and rosy. It's fucking hard and draining. Again, I wish that someone had said that and I had spent a few days lazing around when pregnant.
I think that just sums it all up perfectly, really, doesn't it? Some days are good. Some days are absolutely shocking.
There we go. There we go. What a lovely Q&A. Thank you so much for sending in all of your questions. I feel like this one's really hit a note with a lot of you. So, we'll do another one in a couple of months around this because I think it's really important to hear all that advice. And one thing that we're really trying to do with these podcasts is to say to you, do you know what? Everything that you're experiencing, everybody else is experiencing it in some way, but people are frightened to say it. So we're all in the same boat together. George, are we going to do products quickly?
We are. We haven't done any products for ages. So we thought we would reintroduce them back into our Friday Q&A podcast.
Yes.
Do you want to kick us off, Zoe?
Yeah, I want to kick us off. I'm going to talk about a new jewellery brand that I've just discovered. Seven Stars Jewellery, and we actually included them in our We Love last week, but I cannot rave enough about this lovely lady called Sam Harris. It's her own company, and she's just got all these really beautiful delicate bits of jewellery that aren't going to break the bank. So definitely have a check out on Instagram. I'm always on the hunt for really amazing new pieces of jewels to wear, and
you are
Seven
the queen
Stars
of Jewellery.
Oh, no, I love them. Seven Stars Jewellery.
This is something I've mentioned on Instagram, but I'm actually blown away by the results. So it's the Murad Vitamin C Triple Exfoliating Facial. I did like a little online facial with them yesterday, and it's I think it's the only mask that's actually been clinically proven to work. So it gives you the same results as going for like a microdermabrasion at, you know, a salon or with a dermatologist.
Yep.
And it is actually unbelievable. You put it all on and you rub it in, and then when it turns white, you know then to leave it for 10 minutes, wash it all off, and honestly your skin is so smooth and glowing. I mean, I love Murad, we both love Murad, and I do think the products really work, but this is definitely one to try if you want those instant results.
Love that.
Yeah, so blown away by that.
Along the same lines, but for little ones, a brand that we've just discovered called Little Tropic, pediatrician tested, dermatologically tested. They've got a really lovely range of products for little ones. They've got an amazing oil, which is fantastic to give baby massage to. They've got a really lovely nappy rash cream as well. And then they've got some bits for mum as well. So for like, you know, shower gel and bits and pieces like that. It's just a really great brand. It's got a lot of aloe vera in it, a lot of vitamin E, just really great products that are fantastic for skin. So yeah, definitely check out Little Tropic.
Yeah, really nice. This is something I haven't personally tried because I'm not formula feeding, but I was sent the press release the other day and sent it to like basically every friend that I've got that's currently formula feeding. And it's by Newbie, and it's called the Rapid Cool. So it basically means you can prepare a bottle of formula in 2 minutes.
Okay.
So you know what it's like when you go out and then you need to get someone to pour the boiling water in for you and then you have to wait for it to cool down? Well, this basically prepares the perfect, the perfect bottle of formula in 2 minutes when you're out. So the prep machine for when you're at home is amazing, but when you're out, you can't always do that. So definitely, it's by Newbie. Check it out. It's called Rapid Cool Perfect Preparation Formula Feeding Kit. It blew my mind. I think it's amazing. So
sound good.
There we
go. Love that. And then this is for you, ladies, because I feel like I found the perfect blazer. It's from a brand called Because of Alice. It's BOA, Because of Alice on Instagram. And yeah, it's just a really fantastic black blazer. They've got amazing suits in there as well. But if you are kind of heading back into like a work environment, loads of people are. We're getting loads of messages about it. It comes in a suit, actually, and the suit trousers are a little bit flared at the bottom. They're quite cool. I will link it on stories for you. But yeah, I'm always in search of the perfect blazer. And this one's got an amazing tie around the middle, so you can kind of cinch your waist in and give you a little bit more definition. Really gorgeous.
Nice. Amazing. I think that's it, isn't it? We've been chatting again for over 45 minutes. So I hope you're all still with us.
Thank you so much. As always, we'd love you to rate, review, subscribe or follow the podcast. And George, sending in photos is always great.
Yeah, keep tagging us in your photos. We love seeing like where you're listening. Like one mum was brilliant. She had her headphones in while she had Peppa Pig on the TV. So she's listening to our podcast and her kids next to her watching Peppa Pig. I thought that was absolutely genius.
That's brilliant.
So keep those tags coming. And also, thank you so much for all the suggestions that you sent in this week for these Friday Q&A topics. Please keep them coming. Just DM us on @MadeByMamas or on Zoe's own channel @ZoeHardman. And we're going to be back on Tuesday with a really exciting episode. Can't wait.
See you then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.